Under the agreement, Duke will buy 25 times the solar power it currently has in South Carolina. Rebates the company will offer to customers who want to put solar panels on their rooftops will roughly double that amount. Customers in apartments and community groups could also buy into solar programs. All told, it's an exponential increase. Still, the total amount would equal about a third of what a small coal plant produces. Nevertheless, Duke Energy's South Carolina spokesman Ryan Mosier says it's a step forward.
This is the big piece. This is the one that really shows what we want to do with solar.
And in an unlikely pairing, solar companies agree. Tyson Grinstead of industry group, the Alliance for Solar Choice.
Right now, it's definitely an opportunity to, you know, have solar become more of a mainstream power source in the Southeast.
That's a much different tune from North Carolina, a major solar player where utilities and solar companies are on opposite sides over how much power and at what cost utilities should have to buy. That's due to major regulatory differences in the two states, and that a South Carolina law last year required the programs announced today. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.